Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. Each episode is packed with quick tips. They're super short, and at the end, we have some fun. Let's jump into it, and thanks for being here. We are back for Do This, Not That podcast, presented by Marigold. And today, I want to talk about something that I have done for my business, for content creation, that I don't think I've done anything that's had a bigger impact on getting back some of my time, on getting to be more productive, on putting out better content for my overall business than this one thing. And what I'm going to talk you through is creating a custom GPT. Now, you're out there listening like, oh no, this is going to get technical. This is like way out there. I'm going to need some sort of fancy thing. None of that is true. I try never to share stuff that is hard to do because that's annoying. So know that going into this, that what I'm going to take you through takes maybe 10 minutes. And I don't think there's anything that you're going to do that's kind of a bigger impact on your career or on your business than creating this custom GPT. Now, what does this even mean? And let me tell you why I did it. And if you need to go back to this episode and figure out what I said at the end to make it happen, I get that. But let me tell you the why and exactly what happened. So my company puts out a lot of content. We put out, in the last 2 years, we've put out 400 podcast episodes. We put out 3 newsletters a week. We post all over social. It's bananas how much content we put out. And because I am the world's worst micromanager, okay, I got my hand in a lot of it. I do. I've tried to not do that, but I do. I'm a terrible person. Oh, well, who cares? And it became almost impossible for idea creation. What should we talk about now? Where do we get new ideas, new tips, new things? Have we already talked about that? And we made all of these, you know, Google Docs and tracking. It was ridiculous. And I was losing my mind. And so that's what led us to creating a custom GPT. And let me tell you what a custom GPT is, and then why it takes 10 minutes to do and why you should do it, and then what the purpose of it is. So a custom GPT is, imagine it's your own version of ChatGPT. You imagine going to ChatGPT and instead of, you know, asking a question and it searches the entire planet for the answer, the custom GPT will only search based on the information that you've provided to it. So what did we do? We went ahead, we set up this custom GPT, which again, I'll tell you how to do it. Takes 10 minutes, not a big deal. And then when we set this up, we uploaded to the custom GPT, which you do via ChatGPT, every transcript of every podcast we've done, 400 episodes, hundreds of newsletters that we've done, any other, you know, listicles or pieces of content that we've done. And we put them all into this custom GPT. And then we gave the GPT instructions, say, listen, we don't want you to go out on the internet and find all this stuff. We want you to focus answers leveraging what we uploaded here. And we want you to take on the tone of exactly what we've uploaded here. We named the GPT the JGPT, which is basically, after 400 podcast episodes and a zillion of my newsletters, all this stuff, it basically is like sticking a USB in your brain. Okay. And then you're able to query this thing as if you are talking to not just yourself, but yourself with all the knowledge and all the stuff you've already put out there. So how do we use it? So we'll now go to this custom GPT and say, okay, we need, you know, 20 new ideas for podcast episodes, 20 new ideas for newsletters, for social posts, whatever. We want to talk about things we've never talked about before. Make sure it's net new. Or we'll say, hey, across every podcast episode, everything we've uploaded, give us, you know, 50 subject line stats that we've rattled off. Or we'll say, across all the content that you have from us, give us 5 motivational sayings that we've said that we could turn into social posts. Or what content do you have that we should turn into a 30-minute webinar that you think would really resonate based on all the data and all the information that you have? And basically, instantly, it's able to take this version of you or of your business. Think of this, if you're a consumer brand, everything uploading. If you're a business brand, all your webinars, your podcasts, your content. If you're a personal brand, oh my goodness, this is magic. Upload everything of you and then start to query it. And you could say, okay, I want to know ideas for a podcast episode and I want it to be, has to be new. Nothing I've ever said before. give me 20 ideas. This custom GPT for me has given me back so much time in my life, has made me so much more organized, made me better at what I'm able to share and communicate and to think about. It's just been a game changer. So how do you do it? So here's the bad part, the part that I'm gonna get a lot of hate on, because I hate doing this. I don't work for ChatGPT. I'm not paid by OpenAI, who makes ChatGPT, or any of that. Here is the kicker, the problem, okay? The problem with everything I just said is you got to spend $20, which really stinks. But skip Starbucks for a week and spend $20. The best use of your money on the planet right now is to spend $20 and upgrade from regular ChatGPT to ChatGPT Plus, okay? It costs $20. All right, once you do that, all you have to do to create a custom GPT is really, really simple. You go to ChatGPT, and on the left-hand side, you will see something that says GPTs, all right? You click on it, it says GPTs, or it might say explore GPTs, the letter GPT. You click on that, okay? And then once you click on that, in the upper right-hand corner, it says the word create. And then it'll walk you through and say, okay, your GPT, what do you want to name it? I want to name it Ronaldo's GPT. What's it for? Oh, it's for me to have all my content there. This is going to ask you all that. What's the tone? And you say, oh, it's to be very sarcastic and fun and light or whatever your tone is. And then you ask, you upload all your stuff. Here's all my transcripts. Here's everything I want you to use, all my newsletters, all my stuff. And then you give it instructions. Say, okay, now that you have all the stuff, I want to make sure whenever I go here and I query all this stuff, you're only pulling from here. You're not just pulling it randomly from the internet, and you're only searching the internet if I tell you to search the internet. All right. And then literally you hit save and you go mark it as private. So it says you want to be public or private. You mark it as private. So everybody on the earth can't go ahead and find this GPT. It's just for you. And I'm telling you, it takes 10 minutes. Now, let's say you listen to this, you're on a walk. I can't follow this guy, Jay. He is annoying on a good day. Just go to ChatGPT and say, how do I create a custom GPT where I could leverage all the content of my company? I'm telling you, if you are a marketing manager out there, do this for your company. You'll get a raise. If you run your own small business, do this. You'll get time back. If you are a consumer marketer, a business marketer, a nonprofit, I don't care. A custom GPT for your business is the ultimate game changer. It has done so much for me. I'm curious to hear if you all do it, if you try it and all that stuff. All right. Let's get into the ridiculous portion of this podcast. This is where I share nonsense called Since You Didn't Ask. What is going on with me? Well, this coming weekend is my guys trip, my annual guys trip. My six best friends from college, we go away together every year and we rotate sort of who's in charge. So this year we're going to Vegas. But the thing is, every year we go for 3 nights. And I have become the biggest lightweight. Oh, when I was in college, I could crush it. I could go out. I wasn't bad. You know, I got after it. I cannot do it anymore. And I don't think my friends can either. We're all just big nerds. So it's normally 3 nights. But one of my buddies is like, I got to bail a day early because my kids got a travel soccer game. And somebody else got to bail a day early for some other reason. I think everyone's making it up. And I'm totally down with that. So we cut it down to 2 nights. Which is great because if I go out and I really try to go out for a night, me rebounding for the second night is horrendous. I can't do it. I definitely don't have 3 nights in me. Maybe I have 2 nights in me. And the problem is one or two of the guys, well, two to be specific, out of the six of us, they need to go and check their driver's license to see how old they are because they keep texting our group chain like, this is what we're doing. We're going to dinner at this crazy place. Then we're going to go to this club. And then we're going to go to this thing late night, like whatever, 2 a.m. I was like, I texted back, I go, am I in the right text chain? What the hell are you talking about? I go to sleep at like 10 o'clock. I don't know what planet you're on. The only late night thing that's a real strong possibility of me doing is finding pizza and eating it or eating something, a burrito. That sounds good. The odds of me going to a club, first of all, zero, because I don't want to go. It just does anything sound worse? Let me think of anything that sounds worse. Going to a club. Nope. That actually sounds worse to me than just about anything. You walk in and then he's like, we'll get a table. I'm like, a table? What is it? You are a loser. Like, spend $1 billion to get a bottle of vodka that no one's going to drink, and the whole thing, and they come over. What are you talking about? And I listen to music that I don't know what it is. I'll be the oldest person there by probably 20 years. Oh my God. So I will report back on how this guy trip goes. Obviously, you could tell I'm really, really fired up about it. What is wrong with me? I am such a downer. Get a life, Jay. Come on. Anyway, listen. Drop a review. Let me know if you made a custom GPT. Let me know if this is the worst episode of all time. Hopefully it's not. Listen, this really did help me. Maybe it'll help you. And I will report back on my God trip and check you later. Thanks. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketer. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.